news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
There's a new obstacle in the fight against the coronavirus. The New York Times reporting that a combination of new variants and increasing vaccine hesitancy means that the United States won't likely reach herd immunity anytime soon, despite a strong vaccine rollout. More than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of an anti-COVID-19 vaccine, but the number of people signing up for their second dose or to be inoculated at all is apparently on the decline. Dr. Anthony Fauci has admitted that the promise of herd immunity now seems a far reach, but still says the infections will eventually go down. However, the hesitancy is a reality. The New York Times reporting that police officers are among the first frontline responders to get priority access to the vaccines, but their vaccination rates are lower than or about the same as those of the general public. But the CDC now says almost 8% of the millions of people who've gotten a first shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines have not gotten a second one. And the second shot is essential to proper protection from the virus. Meanwhile, President Biden has been seen wearing a mask outdoors despite updated CDC guidance that says that fully vaccinated people don't have to do so. It's created a confusing situation, which seems to show that the mask wearing will continue to be a controversial topic for a long time. And despite the fact that this is not over yet, people are itching to get back to normal. So I guess time waits for no one. After a year, two Carnival cruise ships returned to a Texas port, signaling a sign of life for a dormant cruise industry. Disneyland in California also reopened for the first time in over a year. Well, in his first address to a joint session of Congress last week, President Biden referred to North Korea's nuclear program as a serious threat. The North Korean Foreign Ministry responded, calling that statement a big blunder and saying that the United States will face a, quote, very grave situation. A senior official in North Korea's foreign ministry continued, his statement clearly reflects his intent to keep enforcing the hostile policy toward North Korea as it had been done by the U.S. for over half a century. Meanwhile, Biden and his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, are set to meet in Washington this month. And experts say North Korea may be trying to drive a wedge between the two leaders. So it goes. On to Afghanistan. The U.S. began turning over military bases to Afghan security forces this weekend. But Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned of the potential for, quote, bad possible outcomes. Taliban forces late last week briefly overran an Afghan base before Afghan forces recaptured it. Meanwhile, the U.S. carried out a precision strike against rockets aimed at Kandahar airfield after indirect fire was launched at the site. Milley says the first few days of this withdrawal phase don't indicate the whole project's success or failure, and a negotiated peace is still possible. Well, federal authorities who seized computers and cell phones from former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani sought communications involving his push to oust the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Trump fired the ambassador, who was a key witness in his first impeachment trial. Meanwhile, the raid has reportedly terrified some of Trump's inner circle, as it should be. But those willing to stand up to the rights, dear leader, are having a hard time, too. In Utah, a motion to censure Senator Mitt Romney failed after a 798-711 vote by delegates to Utah's Republican convention. Romney, the only Republican senator who voted to convict Trump in both impeachment trials, has faced criticism within the party for those votes. Several other lawmakers who joined Romney the second time around earlier this year were also either subject to censures or narrowly evaded them. Although Romney avoided the formal expression of disapproval, he was booed and called a traitor and a communist when he stood on the stage before the convention crowd on Saturday.
A person who says what he thinks, and I don't hide the fact that I wasn't a fan of our last president's character issues, and I'm also no fan of the president's,
yeah, sure. My friends, this is the moment I was talking about.
please. Thank you. Show respect.
A federal investigation into whether Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz paid women for sex, including a 17-year-old, has expanded into a larger probe of public corruption involving the medical marijuana industry. Gaetz is ignoring the issues. He plans to hold a series of rallies beginning this week with Marjorie Taylor Greene. This according to Politico. Meanwhile, the Daily Beast obtained a letter from Gaetz's indicted pal saying that Gaetz paid for sex with the underage girl. Remind me again why Al Franken resigned from the Senate? Oh, and, you know, can't leave this one out. Yes, another shooting over the weekend. A gunman shot and killed two people and seriously injured another at a casino near Green Bay, Wisconsin, Saturday night before he was killed by police. Investigators believe the suspect was targeting an employee at a restaurant inside the hotel attached to the casino with whom he had a relationship. But the employee wasn't there, so he instead shot the person's, quote, co-workers or friends. At least three people died and more than two dozen were hurt when a boat, authorities said they suspected was smuggling migrants, broke apart in the rough waters off the coast of San Diego. In North Carolina, the funeral for Andrew Brown Jr. is set for Monday. The North Carolina man was killed when police tried to execute a warrant after a fight over releasing the body cam footage of the shooting. A judge ruled that it will not be made public for at least 30 days. About 300 protesters marched to an auditorium where Brown's casket was moved after the earlier viewing at a funeral home. Officials have said Brown's shooting was justified, but protesters have gathered every night since the April 21st shooting, calling it an example of excessive force by police against Black people. Protesters are also calling for the authorities to release all of the deputy's body camera video of the incident. And finally, a bit of good news. Kind of. Americans are the most optimistic they've been since 2006. This according to a new ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday that tells us 64% of respondents said they liked the way things were headed in the country. Wow. The last time that nearly that many people felt so upbeat was in December of 2006, when 61% reported that level of optimism. Of course, that was shortly before the 2008-2009 financial crisis struck. But as optimistic as Americans are, they're still not feeling unified. Only 23% said they believed the country was more united under President Biden. 28% said the country had grown more divided. A plurality at 48% said there had been no change in that regard in Biden's first 100 days. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.